So San Jose, Oakland, it's 7 o'clock.
Seven o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. More criticism of funeral and new developments in the death of a woman shot near Pier 14.
San Francisco's sanctuary policy is one that needs improvement.
Bay Area Congresswoman Jackie Speier, the latest to criticize San Francisco's sanctuary policy for illegal immigrants, a policy that led to the release of a convicted felon who'd previously been deported five times. KGO 810's Mike Simpson has the story.
Jackie Speier says policies need to be clarified because across 70 to 100 other cities with similar laws, there's nothing that would have prevented someone from picking up the phone before a repeat felon was released.
Any other jurisdiction, regardless of sanctuary city status, would have informed ICE.
Speier says she's been working with the feds to find out how many other cases, like the one of Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez, are pending locally. The latest in the back and forth is that the sheriff sent private transportation to pick him up, but he claims that was only after the prison system notified them of an old warrant. Hands were tied.
The Board of Supervisors needs to review their sanctuary city policies, and certainly the sheriff is not consistent.
Meanwhile, new revelations in the killing of 32-year-old Kate Steinle. The San Francisco Chronicle is reporting the San Francisco Police Department did not launch an investigation into the theft of a handgun that was stolen from the car of a federal agent until after the crime was committed. KGO 810's Brett Burkhardt has that story.
Police Chief Greg Suhr says the case has not been assigned to an inspector by the time Steinle was killed July 1st. The report says Suhr could not elaborate on why such a serious case had not been investigated, and it wasn't immediately clear whether the gun could have been tracked down.
Now, just moments ago, the San Francisco Police Department disputing that report. Sergeant Carlos Manfredi talked to our Carolyn Burns, and here's what he had to say.
That's inaccurate. We did do an investigation. We did a preliminary investigation with our officers. We didn't assign it to an inspector because we've already concluded, based on the fact that there was not enough evidentiary value and investigative leads, to bring it, move it forward until after we determined the incident that happened at the pier.
Friends and family from around the world gathered at a Pleasanton winery today to remember Kate Steinle. Here's KGO 810's Leslie Brinkley.
32 years old, smiling, smart, and a globe-trotting adventurer, Kate Steinle's life ended as it was just getting underway. A tech job on the peninsula, a man she hoped to marry, and living in San Francisco, where she was killed in a July 1st random shooting on Pier 14. In the media, friends and family described the Kate effect, saying she left her mark on the world with passion and kindness.
San Francisco Sheriff Ross Mercurimi had scheduled a news conference for today, but that was canceled out of respect for Steinle's funeral.
This is a story about the history of South Carolina.
It's coming down. South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley today signing legislation that will pull the Confederate flag from the grounds of the state capitol. This is NAACP President Cornell Williams Brooks.
I think this is really extraordinary day. Though this is a symbolic victory, it is an important victory.
Governor Haley signed the bill with nine different pens, a pen for each of what's now being called the Emanuel Nine, the nine men and women killed in a church shooting last month. The FBI says it thwarted several attacks, acts of violence heading into the 4th of July holiday weekend. Details on that from correspondent Jim Sciutto.
Law enforcement foiled several terror plots in the last 4 weeks, including attacks timed to the July 4th holiday. The FBI made more than 10 ISIS-related arrests during that time.
Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:04.
I'm Chris Bjorklund with your Diamond Certified Report. For any painting job, you should spend more time preparing the surface than applying the paint. Rob Keach is the president of Keach Painting Contractors, a Diamond Certified company.
Scraping off old paint that should be removed and washing the exterior of your home should be at the top of the list. Painting will protect longer and look better when starting with a clean surface.
So, actually, some people paint over dirt, huh?
Unfortunately, we do see that.
And for more expert advice and high-quality performance, use a diamond-certified company. Each is scored highest in quality and the most accurate ratings anywhere. You'll never be fooled by fake reviews, since all research is performed by live telephone interviews that verify only real customers are surveyed. If you want quality, you'll have confidence in choosing Diamond Certified companies. Find them at DiamondCertified.org.
It is 7:05 on KGO. Time now for Traffic on the Fives with Lee Graham.
Thank you, John. We'll start in Richmond. This look at traffic's brought to you by Mancini's Sleep World. 80 eastbound at San Pablo Avenue, a stall was blocking the third lane. They have gotten it out of the road now, but that plus some earlier problems has you very heavy in stretches back to the maze and some overflow on northbound 880 as well. It's at a crawl back to West Grand Avenue. Westbound 80 across the Bay Bridge, jammed from the tolls to just after Treasure Island on the upper deck. Then it frees up some to and on the Skyway. And a big heads up for you, I want to mention this now. In the city, tonight, starting at 10, Doyle Drive is shutting down for construction, and it's going to stay closed through Monday morning at 5. Caltrans is advising you use buses, ferries, or the Bay Bridge. They will, though, leave the Golden Gate Bridge to Highway 1 open, but that's, you know, still not going to be fun tomorrow during commute hours. Mancini's Sleep World wants you to rest easy in luxurious comfort during their Best Buys mattress sale. Save big on top brand quality mattresses, plus enjoy free delivery, free setup, and they'll even take away your old mattress. Visit sleepworld.com and start sleeping better tonight. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, rain in parts of the Bay Area this afternoon. Most of it fell in the North Bay, but people driving across the Bay Bridge this afternoon were peppered with raindrops. In fact, the Sierra seeing some thunderstorms this afternoon. Come tomorrow, there may be more drizzle during your Friday morning commute. Highs will range in the mid-60s to 80s. Even warmer this weekend, a mix of sun and clouds. Highs in the mid-60s at the beaches, mid-80s inland. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies and temperatures pretty much in the 60s. It's 61 degrees in Santa Rosa, 63 in Dublin, 67 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 66 in Oakland, 65 in San Jose, 63 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show is next. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Let's go.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Just let me know when I'm on, all right?
Showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
And you know we are.
Hi, I'm Mike Greeno of Love.
Oh, no, we're working for the weekend first, Mike.
Everyone's trying to get it right. Get it right.
That's for sure.
It's Friday Eve.
Exactly. And I think coming off the holiday weekend, everybody is working for the weekend.
I know. The week after that feels like a jip. What? I have to work 5 days? I really like that working 4 days thing.
Yes. We're slogging our way through it. All right. So the reason I wanted to play that for you, one of my favorite songs from the 80s and one of the biggest songs of the 80s, but Mike Greeno apologizes for working for the weekend. Listen to this PSA. Hi,
I'm Mike Greeno of Loverboy. Years ago, I sang some disparaging lyrics about the work week, claiming people were looking past it and focused solely on the weekend. Well, it's time to admit that maybe I was a little off base. Thanks to Indeed and their 16 million job listings, more people are finding jobs that make them happy. So now, it's not just all about the weekend. It's more like everybody's really enjoying their time at work. And when the weekend comes, that's fine too.
Well, so he's kind of apologizing, but not really. It's a new ad for the career site, Indeed.com. So he's making fun of his track and, you know, people actually like their jobs now. But if you heard Jeb Bush speak, yes, presidential candidate, he says we need to work more. Take a listen to this.
People need to work longer hours and through their productivity gain more income for their families.
Now, wait a second.
Thereby offending every single person in America.
Well, I don't want to play English teacher here, but it should be you can't work more hours because there's only 60 minutes in an hour.
Oh my.
Or longer hours, yes. So, yeah, longer hours.
Got to get that
more hours.
That 61st minute out.
Right, yeah. Which one is it?
All Drex, right. I want you to give us 110%.
Right. So I'll work the 70 minute hour, I guess. But, that was the big story today, and people were offended by that, saying, well, you know, we work more than any other country in the world as far as hours are concerned.
Yeah.
And
we take fewer vacations and...
Right.
And then there was so on and so on.
There was a story out from Vanity Fair today, and this was the big get. Would you rather get a $20,000 raise or 4 extra weeks of vacation? Well, Which one do you want?
Hmm.
And by the way, it didn't seem to matter. Even people who were making, you know, more than six figures per year, there was no mistake, this giant margin. They all wanted the raise. 66% said they would take the money versus 32% who would take the extra time off.
Oh, my God. You're already at six figures and you would do it for a cheap 20K? Like, oh, my God. That's insane.
So if you're making $1 million, you wouldn't want the extra 4 weeks. I'm not buying that. But
yeah, that's weird, 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 weird.
You know, so in 34% of us here in America, we're the only first world country that doesn't guarantee paid vacation time, and a lot of us don't even take it. So we don't even use it. So this is going to be great.
During
the 8 o'clock hour, yeah, use your vacation. KGO's on-the-go travel host, John Hamilton, will be joining us, and it'll be kind of like the road less traveled. You know, instead of being one of the million cars headed to Santa Cruz or to Tahoe over the weekend or your 3 or 4 day weekend, he's going to be talking about some great ideas for vacationing where they're not in the Bay Area.
You know, those Midwesterners in their sweatshirts because they didn't realize it was going to be cold here.
Yeah. And we were talking about the holiday. And what did we talk about before the holidays? We said, okay, so here's the warning. Okay, so don't come back on Monday with a new STD, no paternity suits, and please, no blown-off fingers. Well, apparently the NFL players, some of them didn't get the tweet, okay, or the email. So now two different NFL players have lost fingers playing with fireworks. New York Giants defensive end Jason Pierre-Paul had to have one of his fingers amputated yesterday. And Tampa Bay Buccaneers cornerback C.J. Wilson also hurt his hand playing with fireworks over the weekend.
Good Lord. He lost
two fingers. I don't know how this will affect their careers, but you would think they're pretty important. One of the guys is a defensive end, so he just basically tackles people. But
he might be okay.
Yeah, these people with fireworks, you shouldn't be doing it. And then there are other stories. The guy who put the M80 on top of his head, that didn't work out. Period. You know the end of that story. It was the end. And the guy in Texas today, there was a story came out of Texas. He put one on his chest. He didn't make it either.
Jesus.
Don't play with your fireworks. All right.
We are really, really not a bright group of people. I'm starting to think.
I don't know. Maybe we should take the other 4 weeks of vacation. Yeah. So I want to get to this, too. So are you looking for a car? Because I was looking at CNN today and online, and CNN Money had this great story, and they did this survey, and they looked at used car listings on a website called IC Cars, and they analyzed what colors that people were searching for the most. So what do you think the top colors are for cars? I mean, it's the obvious.
Black.
Yes, number one. And then white, and then silver. But then blue, red, green, which I find very interesting. Gold, beige, brown, and yellow. Now, the color that men and women disagree the most about is orange. It didn't make the top 10, but when you do search for the orange cars, almost all of them are men. And men, by the way, were much more likely to search for brown and yellow. Women are much more likely to search for gold, silver, and beige cars. I'm not sure what all that is about, but I mean, one of the basic rules of buying a car is you don't get a fad collar because it drops the value when you go to trade it in. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, sure.
So you get an orange car even a green one.
Listen, isn't that the truth?
It is. It's a
trend thing.
People,
listen up. Because there's nothing that dates a car more than that, like, teal color that was done in the, late 80s, mid 90s, maybe? There's, like, certain greens and teals that are, like, so age a car immediately. Whereas if you took that same car and you had it in black or white or a normalish color, then it doesn't seem so old.
You know, talking about car colors, one of the most interesting trends that I found lately, especially with upscale cars and the more expensive ones, is the color brown. And that seems trendy. I just saw a brown Beamer today, and after I read this story, and I was thinking,
There's certain colors of brown where if there's like the champagne-y flex in it, look really good.
Yes.
Like between cafe au lait and champagne.
This was like chocolate brown.
A deep chocolatey brown that shines nicely.
Well, now you know. Don't get a fad collar. All right? Okay, that'll be a bad collar for you. We're going to go to Richmond. Yes, north of Berkeley. And this is a great story. You might have seen it in San Francisco Magazine. They called it the most unlikely progressive utopia on Earth. And it was once known for the three C's, crime, corruption, and Chevron. And Richmond has actually reinvented itself. How do you stop crime in Richmond? You hand over the cash. And that's what they're doing. They're paying their most violent offenders to stay out of trouble. And guess what? It's working. And we're going to talk to the program's director, Devone Bogan, coming up here in a moment, about this program.
And this story's been everywhere.
Yes. Times, Post, New York. Yeah, all
Devone
over.
Devone had an op-ed piece in the New York Times on July 4th.
It's just a great, great story. And a lot of people think you're out of your mind. Why would you pay a criminal? Well, wait until you hear the story. That's coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10. First, let's check out traffic with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by FlexAlert.org. Eastbound 80 at University in Berkeley, an accident in the very final clearing stages, still helping to keep traffic locked up back to the toll plaza. And further up in Richmond on 80 eastbound at San Pablo Dam Road, there was a stalled out vehicle there. They've gotten it out of the way. Traffic is unwinding now from Central Avenue in El Cerrito. If you're crossing the Bay Bridge on the westbound side of 80, it's going to be very heavy. Stop and go from the tolls, really, all the way across the upper deck onto the Skyway, and the Skyway is now jamming back up to about 4th Street. Eastbound 80 in the city is a parking lot from 101 up to Fremont, and then you've got minor slowdowns out to Treasure Island. Let's hear it for Hands. Highly skilled, they can turn off unnecessary lights to help prevent power outages, which, if state officials call a Flex Alert, will come in handy indeed. Tips at FlexAlert.org. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Are you hiring but not sure where to find the best candidates? As a business owner, I can tell you that your company is only as good as the people you hire. I can also tell you that posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. But when you're short-staffed, there's no time to deal with the dozens of different job sites. Until now. Thanks to ZipRecruiter.com, I can post to 100-plus job sites with one single click and be instantly matched to candidates from over 4 million resumes. Just post once, and within 24 hours, watch your candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses, and you can try it right now for free. Getting the right people for your company is so important. Try ZipRecruiter and get your perfect candidate before they go to somebody else. Today, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio. Again, ZipRecruiter.com/talkradio.
Interested in cybersecurity? Want to read a fast-paced thriller about today's cyber warfare written by a man who actually works inside the prestigious cyber war room? The Billionaire's Son describes the Pearl Harbor's cyber attack we all fear. Author Jim E. Reams is a real-life cyber cop. He blows away the technical fog of war, investigates the crime, and pursues the Black Hat hacker who makes the attack personal. Black Prometheus is a heavily encrypted, polymorphic, bisexual malware with an attitude. Stealthy and dangerous. The Billionaire's Son introduces realistic, persistent, advanced threats that the computing world may soon see in real life. For more information, go to GBA2015.com. That's GBA2015.com. Act fast for a limited time only discount offer online. And don't miss your chance to snag The Billionaire's Son by Jim E. Reams. Available on Amazon.
Jeremy was an uncontrollable alcoholic, and no matter what he tried, he couldn't escape his cravings.
I was absolutely torturing and destroying my family. I loved them more than I loved myself, but I just couldn't do it.
In a moment of desperation, he called his mother.
I begged her, find me something. Just please find me something. I need help.
It seemed utterly hopeless until his mom found My Life Recovery Centers.
She called me up and said, I think we found our miracle. And it sounded way too good to be true.
It involves a totally unique outpatient procedure.
It sounds so far-fetched. Within 2.5 hours of having my implant done, I couldn't have cared less about having a drink. I mean, it was that almost immediate.
The results are stunning.
The cravings don't come back. It was a godsend. It literally saved my life. I found a way out.
If you suffer from alcohol or opiate addiction, call My Life Recovery Centers. 800-653-1238. Find your way out. 800-653-1238. 800-653-1238. Physician-owned treatment center. Individual results may vary.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Live and local in the Bay and around the world at KGOradio.com. This is the Drex Radio Show along with Heather and John Lopertini. And our first guest of the evening is Devon Bogan from Richmond, north of Berkeley. And I'll just start by giving you a little bit of background here. In 2007, the city of about 100,000 people, which is north of Berkeley, as I mentioned, had the dubious distinction of being the ninth most dangerous city in America. They saw a total of 47 homicides. In some neighborhoods, gunfire was almost a daily event. And then at one point, they actually considered and going to ask the governor to declare a state of emergency, send in the National Guard. And then they looked at the Cure Violence approach, the community outreach program in Chicago, and came up with their own. And they started this wonderful program, turns out, of a way to keep the most violent offenders out of trouble, and that was to pay them. Now, a lot of people think on the surface, now, Drex, that just sounds insane. So we say good evening to Devon Bogan, and thank you very much for joining us. I do appreciate it.
Hey, good evening. Thank you.
Yes, so you have garnered so much attention for the city of Richmond, and this program has really taken off. And, you know, other communities around the country are now looking at what you folks did.
Yeah, we're pretty excited about what we're doing. We're pretty excited that we're seeing more and more of our young people staying alive and staying free and handling conflicts in healthier ways without pulling triggers.
And a lot of people, you know, on face value, when they hear this story, oh, we're going to pay criminals to stop committing crimes. This sounds like California Looney Tunes, liberal land out of control. But your response to that is?
Well, I have to tell you what we're not doing. We're certainly not identifying young men who are involved in gun violence and asking them to come in and saying, hey, stop shooting and we'll give you money. That's not it, what we're doing at all. It's much more deliberate, much more intentional, and certainly much more, much deeper approach to engaging these young men from a developmental approach, using a great deal of evidence-based practices, all wrapped into an 18-month non-mandated fellowship program that, in fact, includes a stipend of up to $1,000 a month. After 6 months of participating in the fellowship, they become eligible to earn that for 9 of the remaining 12 months of the fellowship. So how it works, essentially, is it's important to understand who the population is. We're talking about active firearm offenders who've avoided sustained criminal consequences. So these are, in fact, the most lethal or considered the most lethal young men in our city who are currently active at the time we engage them. And we simply identify them and we bring them in and we basically say to them, gentlemen, you all have a great deal of power, a great deal of influence. The problem is you're using it in very destructive ways. Let us help you use it more constructively. And what we mean by that is we're asking them, by acknowledging their power, to help us reduce firearm activity in our city. And we're also acknowledging that we've been trying to do it every other way. Now mm-hmm. we're asking them to partner with us in doing it.
Because let's walk it back a little bit, because you identified correctly that the people that were doing the shooting were also the most likely to be shot, and that it was absolutely a very small segment of the population that you just really needed to pinpoint.
Oh, absolutely. So I guess the aha moment came in 2009, or actually 2010. I had an opportunity to sit with a group of law enforcement personalities doing gun work or firearm activity crimes in our city. And a consistent theme around the table was of the 45 shooting homicides in the city of Richmond and the 170 firearm assaults in that year, that they believed 17 people might be responsible for 70% of all of that activity. And I just sat up in my chair and went, what?
Yeah.
17 people? I mean, and at that time, Richmond's on the news almost every other night.
Mm-hmm.
And
correct.
So I said, wow, what could we do since we're not able to arrest them for various reasons, witnesses, evidence, et cetera? What if we engage those very people in a very different kind of way. Certainly law enforcement is going to do what law enforcement does, but that clearly isn't working. Let's go and at the maximum level, I should say. So let's go and approach these young men more developmentally, more relationally, and quite frankly, in a partnership kind of way, and figure out how to, in fact, how might you say, change their diet.
Right.
And give them a different kind of mission.
Because it's like, oh my gosh, 17 guys, that's like a football team plus its bench. This is manageable, right?
Right, right.
And yeah, you just absolutely. Need a good coach, which is you.
And community policing. And I love the whole story where you employed, you know, some street savvy members who you guys called neighborhood change agents. And it was a nicer, you know, kinder, pleasing way of the version of stop and frisk. And just kind of stopped and blended in with them and had conversations and then got them involved in this program.
Absolutely. And so essentially it came down to about 28 unduplicated names when I got through each of the agency's list. And so before we could invite these young men to City Hall, and I invited them to City Hall to sit down with me using the neighborhood change agents over a three-month period to convince them that this was not a law enforcement sting. They were coming to sit down with the neighborhood safety director, and he simply wants to provide you with a lifestyle alternative to consider. And so we invited 25 individuals between the ages of 16 and 25 years old, and 21 of them showed up. Now, they showed up in three separate cohorts because when you narrow it down like this, these are the guys trying to kill one another or trying to shoot and harm one another. So we couldn't put them in the room at the same time. But over the course of that day, we had three separate groups sit down with me and my team of neighborhood change agents, and I basically said to them in real raw terms that, hey, you all consider yourselves to be big guys and not being punked by anybody, and every day you're being punked because the cost associated with gun violence in this city in particular, you're not reaping any benefit from that. But a lot of folks are reaping a benefit
I've got to take a break here for the news, Devone, but when we come back, we'll talk about the cost of gun violence here in America and also in Richmond, and how this kind of, when you think about it, when he bottom lines it, all of a sudden it's like, boing, a light bulb going off in your head. Yes, they're on to something in Richmond. We'll continue the conversation in just a minute on KGOA 10.
Attention opportunity seekers. How would you like to make an extra $3,000 to $5,000 in a month selling products directly imported from China? Hi, I'm Andy Sherman, and I'm a retired rodeo bull rider who turned a few hundred dollars into tens of thousands of dollars instant profit in the USA. Now that I've perfected my three-step formula for flipping products from China, I want to teach you how. For a limited time, anyone that calls can get a free copy of my Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit. It'll show you my secrets on how to import anything from China for serious profit, work directly with the factories to remove the middleman, and how to have your products branded with your logo before they ship. My Importing from China Made Easy Profit Kit will help you start your importing business so you can put some serious cash in your pocket.
To get Andy's free Importing from China Made Easy Kit, call 800-294-0446 now. Call in the next 30 minutes, and Andy will also give you two free tickets to his live training coming soon to the Bay Area. Call 800-294-0446. That's 800-294-0446. No business opportunities will be offered. Just education.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. 15 years later, and they've become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
American Vision Windows, celebrating their 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get brand new, energy-efficient, beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package. Call 888-475-6464. That's 888-475-6464.
SLB number 778326.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Nationally, it's estimated that gun violence costs more than $229 billion here in the United States. And Richmond is paying its most violent offenders to stay out of trouble. We're discussing it. Yes, it's a wonderful program, turns out. And we'll continue the conversation right after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
And speaking of guns, Drex, that is our top story at the bottom of the hour. New revelations tonight involving the stolen gun used in the killing of 32-year-old Kate Steinle. KGO 810's Brett Burkhardt reports.
SF Gate is reporting that police did not begin to investigate the theft of a gun from a federal agent's car until after the pistol was used 4 days later to kill Kate Steinle. Police Chief Greg Suhr says the case has not been assigned to an inspector by the time Steinle was killed July 1st. The report says Suhr could not elaborate on why such a serious case had not been investigated, and it wasn't immediately clear whether the gun could have been tracked down.
Now, within the last hour, the San Francisco Police Department disputing that report to KGO Radio. Carlos Manfredi is with the SFPD.
That's inaccurate. We did do an investigation. We did a preliminary investigation with our officers. We didn't assign it to an inspector because we've already concluded, based on the fact that there was not enough evidentiary value and investigative leads, to bring it, move it forward.
Manfredi says it was only after the shooting on Pier 14 that investigators realized the gun stolen from the car of a federal officer was still in San Francisco. Two teens had to be rescued tonight after getting stuck on a cliff at San Francisco's Land's Inn. A 14 and 15-year-old were about 150 feet above the water when the cliff below them started to crumble. The teens called 911 themselves, but it took a while for crews to find them.
The thing was that she couldn't really tell us exactly where she was. So the dispatcher just kept her on the line, and she listened for sirens and kind of told us, they're closer, they're farther away. And she was very panicky, very scared.
Now the 14 and 15-year-old were siblings. Mindy Talmadge with the San Francisco Fire Department says they aren't alone. As many as a dozen people a year get stranded in San Francisco along places like Land's End. And now to the problems on the eastern span of the Bay Bridge. A group of internationally renowned scientists and engineers telling Caltrans today immediate action needs to be taken on the cracked and broken rods on the bridge. Leah Robinson-Leach is with Caltrans.
Those recommendations happen to be a dehumidification system to more thoroughly dry out most of the anchor rods, as well as a special jack system to facilitate the cleaning of the rods.
The anchor rods weren't grouted right by the contractor and are sitting in water.
We want to make sure we are thorough and that we are transparent.
Bay Bridge spokeswoman Leah Robinson-Leach.
This seismic system was designed to ensure that during a seismic event, there's no uplift during a massive quake.
That's KGO 810's Kristen Haynes. Well, it looks like business is good. Hundreds of dock workers being hired at the Port of Oakland. It's part of a buildup that started about 3 months ago. And port spokesman Mike Zampa says this could be a sign of an improving economy.
Could be, and we are nearing the peak shipping season. Volume historically picks up through the fall as importers stock shelves for the holiday season.
Now, another issue, an increase in auto carriers and cruise ships, that also putting a strain on the supply of dock workers. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 7:33.
From the people who brought you the Baconator, get ready for Wendy's Baconator Fries. Just $1.99. Starting Wendy's natural cut fries topped with freshly cooked Applewood smoked bacon. Audiences can't get enough.
It's like the Baconator, but like on fries.
$1.99. I'm speechless.
$1.99 will never be the same. This summer, Baconator Fries. Get them at a Wendy's near you. For a limited time only. Prices and participation may vary.
Every certified pre-owned BMW comes with a little something extra. We call it the BMW Certified Edge. It's a competitive edge gained through innovation and technology. It's a personal edge, the feeling that comes from knowing you didn't sacrifice performance for price. It's the thrill of owning the ultimate driving machine. And it's confidence, born from the peace of mind of a best-in-class warranty. With a rigorous, uncompromising inspection led by BMW-certified technicians and an up to 6-year, 100,000-mile warranty straight from the manufacturer, the Certified Pre-Owned Protection Plan gives you unparalleled confidence. Hurry in now to test drive a certified pre-owned BMW and get exceptional offers through BMW Financial Services. Because the BMW Certified Edge isn't just one thing, it's everything. Certified pre-owned by BMW. Welcome to the BMW Certified Edge. For full information about the BMW Certified Pre-Owned Warranty, visit cpo.bmwusa.com.
For a limited time, take advantage of 0.9% APR on most certified pre-owned BMW models. Visit BayAreaBMW.com today for details.
It is 7:35 here on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. And for that, we head to Lee Graham. He's in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Weatherford BMW. The upper and lower decks of the Bay Bridge are jammed up right now, as well as both directions of the Skyway. And northbound 101, of course, a parking lot from Cesar Chavez to the 80 split. While we're in the city, I do want to mention this again, and I will do so several times tonight. Doyle Drive is shutting down at 10 this evening for construction, and they're going to keep it closed through Monday morning at 5. So you're going to want to use buses, ferries, or the Bay Bridge. Some good news, they will leave the Golden Gate Bridge to Highway 1 open, but, you know, that's still going to be fun for Friday's commute hours. Weatherford BMW of Berkeley has one of the only BMW-certified collision repair centers in the entire East Bay. No kidding, BMW owners, their BMW service is second to none. Weatherford BMW-certified collision repair center with BMW-trained technicians. 575 West Grand in Oakland. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, it's been raining off and on throughout the day here in the Bay Area, and rain still moving through at this hour, most of it in the North Bay. The Sierra is seeing some thunderstorms, and tomorrow, well, there could be some drizzle during the Friday morning commute. Now, highs will range in the mid-60s to 80, even warmer for the weekend. Expect a mix of clouds and sun Saturday and Sunday. Mid-60s at the beaches, mid-80s inland. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got mostly cloudy skies and 64 in Fairfield. It's 61 in Half Moon Bay, 64 in San Mateo, 65 in San Jose, 62 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
It's a different kind of talk. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810. I'm going to carry on.
We're talking about the city of Richmond. In 2014, they celebrated the lowest number of firearm assaults and homicides in more than four decades. That's right. They recorded a 76% reduction in homicides and almost a 70% reduction in firearm assaults from 2007 when the Office of Neighborhood Safety was created. And on the line with me is the program director. It's Devone Bogan. And I thank him for joining us. And when we left off, we were talking about getting these guys together and stopping the endless circle of crime.
Absolutely. And we just wanted to recognize and acknowledge their power and basically say, hey, we understand that in order for peace to happen in Richmond, we recognize it must come through you. And we want to help you help us to reduce gun violence. And so we put together a fellowship that has essentially seven elements. One is daily contacts. These guys are engaged every day by our neighborhood change agents. Second, we help them develop a life map with a vision, goals, et cetera. Everyone has to have a life map. Three, we make sure that social service opportunities are open to them and they're able to access those services, and we hold the providers accountable. Four, we also travel a great deal with these fellows. It's hard to dream about something you don't know exists. Four, or five, the stipend that we spoke of earlier. Six, we put a group of elders around them to facilitate intergenerational mentoring. And seven, after about 18 months, we have a great understanding of who these young men are, and we identify internships that are based on their interest, and we find a way to subsidize those internships for a period of time.
Now, a lot of people listening are thinking to themselves, well, this is great that Richmond could do this, paying its most violent offenders to stay out of trouble. But when you talk about it, and you talked about the cost of the, and I think this is stunning, the amount of money that is lost due to gun violence, and for each homicide is how much? Nearly
$400,000.
Wow.
In societal costs.
Each.
And that's not just homicides. That's a gunshot wound or a gunshot injury. And so consider what happened over the weekend, July 4th weekend, in a place like Chicago. They had 47 firearm-related injuries. That's about $18.8 million cost to society.
Well, I just came from Chicago. I lived there for the last 14 years, and I know about the Cure Violence program, but it seems to be falling off the L. And off the tracks. And what do you think the problem is? And is it too big of a city to grasp it? Because you guys have a firm hold on this, but you're not the size of Chicago or San Francisco or a lot of the Bay Area cities.
Well, I don't know if I'm informed enough to appreciate what's going on with the Cure Violence program. I do know that the state of New York has certainly picked it up. I don't know what the politics are in the city of Chicago with regard to Cure Violence, but I see Cure Violence as certainly an excellent opportunity. I think that whatever we're doing reduce gun violence in the city, the first thing we have to do is acknowledge right now that what we're doing across the board isn't working. We're spending a lot of money in lost revenues, lost lives, et cetera. But more importantly, we've got to acknowledge that these young people that are closest to the gun violence are probably the most important ingredient to engage for success. And then finally, we've got to make sure that whatever we do is informed by this population, responsive to the population, credible and legitimate in the eyes of the population.
Sure. And when you talk about peace for cash, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, I'm scratching my head now. Why would we do this? And I know that there's got to be some controversy surrounding that. But looking at the San Francisco Magazine article and their writings, this small amount of money that you're paying out to these guys and mentoring and giving them incentives is working because business is flowing in. You know, the techies are looking. People who are trying to get
it's
out
good
of
for the city.
Yeah, very expensive San Francisco are thinking, this isn't such a bad idea. The crime is down. Let's think about Richmond.
And at the same time, do you think, Devone, that we'll see an end, i.e., so it'll taper off? It's not catching on with a new generation. And then that investment will have seemed like a drop in the bucket compared to Richmond flourishing, say, and people not dying on the streets any longer.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And I do believe we will see an end. I mean, we're spending less than $25,000 per fellow. My budget annually is about $2.5 million. At a point in time in this city, we were spending $600,000 a month just in police overtime, justified by this stuff. And then when you look at the lives that we are seeing stay alive, I mean, out of our 68 fellows over the last 5 years, 94% of them are alive. Now, again, I want you to think about who these young men are. These were the guys that we thought would be dead within 6 to 12 months. 94% of them are alive. 84% of them haven't been injured with a firearm since becoming a fellow. And 79% of these young men are not a suspect in a new firearm case since becoming a fellow.
Right. And that's so perfect. You're speaking to the aspect of like, okay, statistics are great, but these are people.
These are people.
And they show promise.
And let me say something. What we believe here every day is that, hey, when one of these young men or a group of these young men desire to live longer, want to be here, want to live, they begin to make better decisions. Their lives change, and these create the conditions that help to transform a city. And that's what's happening here in the city of Richmond.
Right, and back to this, and you get businesses that want to come there, people who want to live there, the tax base, and all of that money starts flowing in, and the community just is nurtured on it, and it becomes just a better place to be.
And I think
a new norm is created, and that's exactly right, Drex.
God, wow, right on.
It's just a wonderful story.
New norm. Didn't you speak about, I think, Shahid in your New York Times piece? Yeah. I mean, he said, I want to be around. I don't want to get shot. I want to be around to see son or daughter grow up?
His son.
That's
absolutely
beautiful.
I want to be around. You know, I want to be around. And just think about the new accountability framework. Yes, conflicts happen here every day. And these young men are challenged every day to act on the new information that they've been provided as a result of their engagement in the fellowship. But they're still challenged. People call and say, so-and-so just got shot. Let's go get him. I mean, he said, you know, I get those calls. And before, I used to jump right in the car. Now I sit back and I think about what I'm thinking about and where I'm going. And I also wonder, you know what, if I do this, what's the ONS going to think? What are they going to think about me if I do this? That's a whole new accountability infrastructure in that young man's framework, in his mind. And that's beautiful. That's growth. That's development right there. And that's where we want all these young men to go. And any city can pick this stuff up. I mean, we just got to engage the right people, and we got to engage them the right way.
I think you're right. Size has nothing to do with it here.
It doesn't.
It's just the one-on-one contact. So as you can get hire a person who can speak to, you know, 5 or 10 people a day, it's that contact that seems to be doing it.
Community mentoring and community policing, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I would say to a place like, you know, say Baltimore or Chicago, much bigger cities, I would say take 50 of your most lethal individuals and put this kind of infrastructure around them. And after 18 months, 24 months, if 94% of them are alive, if 84% of them haven't been re-injured by a firearm, if 79% of them are not suspected in a new firearm allegation, does that not have an impact on your murder rate? Just 50.
Yeah, it's an amazing story. Devone, I thank you very much for speaking to us, and congratulations for what you're doing in Richmond, and it is a model for the rest of the country. And
well, I really appreciate you all's interest. Thank you. Thank you.
You are so inspiring, man.
Devone
keep
Bogan
it up.
From Richmond. Yes,
thank you. Thank
director.
You much. Thank you.
All right.
Thank
have
you.
A good night, and when we come back, we're going to talk to John Libertini, and some new stories are coming to light, and it seems to continue to unfold when we think about the tragedy and the murder at Pier 14 and San Francisco being a sanctuary city. Some people are thinking that, well, it needs to be a little bit different, and we'll discuss that coming up next on the Drex Radio Show on KGO A10. First, let's check in with Lee Graham in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, Drex. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon. Northbound on the Nimitz, traffic is still stop and go from 237 Milpitas to Stevenson Boulevard, and that's due to an earlier accident at Stevenson. 237 eastbound still trying to relax, unwind. It's still heavy from the Nimitz back to East Java Drive. 92 eastbound across the San Mateo Bridge is stop and go from just after the high rise to the tolls in Hayward, and that's all due to construction. North Bay, Sonoma, if you're heading into Vallejo, get ready. 37 eastbound is still crawling from just after Atherton Avenue to Skaggs Island Road. Beach Blanket Babylon, hilarious spoofs of pop culture, spectacular costumes, and outrageously big hats is the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. Special added Tuesday performances in July. For tickets and more, visit beachblanketbabylon.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Here's a crazy idea from Cash Call Mortgage. Take the mortgage you closed in the last year and look at redoing it at today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with no closing costs. Just call 877-890-CASH, and with no cost or obligation, we'll tell you how much your payment could drop with the do-over refi. And you won't pay any points, deposits, or fees. None. It's so easy. Just do the regular paperwork, most of which you already did for your last refi, and we'll do the rest. So make the cash call at 877-890-CASH for today's 15-year fixed 2.99% rate and APR with absolutely no closing costs. The do-over refi, only from Cash Call Mortgage. Call 877-890-CASH and see for yourself.
Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender. Call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Rates may change without notice. California Department of Business Oversight Residential Mortgage Lender Law License 4131083. NMLS 128231.
That's 877-890-CASH.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-735-7485 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-735-7485 to take your call now. Call 877-735-7485. That's 877-735-7485. Again, 877-735-7485.
For over 60,000 California foster children, changing schools can mean losing months of learning progress. And without necessary school supplies, catching up can be even harder.
It's hard starting over.
The day I start, I'm already behind.
I never know what I'm gonna need or how I'm gonna get it.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting school supplies for local foster children.
I just want to do well in school.
I feel bad asking for paper and pen.
Bring your gift of paper, pens, binders, calculators, and backpacks to any Sleep Train and help a foster child succeed in school. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Now, I'm ready to go back to school.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent,
but anyone can help a foster child.
Help a foster child start the school year right. Bring your gift of school supplies to any Sleep Train store or donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Resch, live and local. He's talking about the things you talk about every day. It's the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
We're talking about what the entire country's talking about, and that's San Francisco and us being a sanctuary city. And now the latest revelations about the city and other cities who are sanctuary cities, and the latest with John Libertini.
Well, a day after Dianne Feinstein criticized San Francisco, the mayor, and the Board of Supervisors for their handling of the suspect in the state Kate Steinle shooting, Congresswoman Jackie Speier came out very pointed in her remarks. Dianne Feinstein talked to a newspaper. Jackie Speier got on the phone with us and was very critical of the Board of Supervisors about this this sanctuary policy. She said that what happened in San Francisco would not have happened in 70 or even 100 other cities. I'm not sure that she's aware that there are 300 sanctuary cities in America. But she says something has to change because this can't be allowed to happen again.
Okay, 808-0810 is the number. So what she's pointing out that, look, San Francisco isn't handling this or should have handled it a different way than other sanctuary cities would have or have.
Well, what happens is that, you know, these lawmakers hold news conferences and they, you know, stand up with their chests puffed out when they when they make a law tougher. As I've noted on multiple occasions, you know, this sanctuary law was dormant, really. I mean, it started in the late 70s and early 80s. San Francisco had one, but it was Gavin Newsom in 2007 who stepped out and said, "We're going to make this a tougher law. We're not going to expose our illegals in San Francisco to frivolous, immigration sweeps and whatnot." And then in 2013, Mayor Ed Lee and the Board of Supervisors approved even stricter rules, and Governor Jerry Brown backed that up with legislation. And basically, I think where the problem is here is that the city of San Francisco doesn't recognize anything but a warrant of some kind, a legal order forcing the city to turn over illegal criminals in their jails. The immigration system submitted what is called a detainer. The city doesn't recognize that. They view that as nothing more than a request. The problem here is that the immigration system doesn't have the ability to frequently go to the court system and seek a warrant. There are too many of these cases nationwide. And Dianne Feinstein and now Jackie Speier are saying, you've got to fix this so that when you have people like this man who, you know, was deported five times, he'd been convicted by seven felonies, and immigration wants you to hold on to him, you hold on to him, and if you're going to release him, you call them. And that didn't happen.
808-0810. So this is strong stuff coming out of Jackie Speier and also Senator Feinstein, especially poignantly pointing the finger at San Francisco. This is your mess and you need to fix it.
Well, and, you know, I mean, Dianne Feinstein's former supervisor, she took over as mayor in this city when George Moscone was assassinated in City Hall by Dan White in the 1970s. I mean, she's been, you know, she's been a pillar of this community. So she, as much as anyone, is in a position to do that. Jackie Speier has represented the Bay Area at both the state level in Sacramento and now in Washington. And it should again be noted that Jackie Speier was with Leo Ryan when he went down to Jonestown, South Africa to, I don't know the circumstances, but it had to do with Jim Jones and his cult. And they were ambushed. And Leo Ryan was killed. Jackie Speier was wounded. She's been in the belly of the beast. She knows She understands this stuff as much as anyone, and I'm telling you, I've interviewed her dozens of times, and she's a very, very sharp woman, and if she says that, I believe her.
Okay, so we're looking for your opinion on this. 808-0810. Do you think we need to adjust ourselves here in San Francisco and, you know, fall into line with the other sanctuary cities and do things differently? 808-0810. Let's go to the phones.
Terry in Fremont.
Terry, you're on the Drex Radio Show on KGO.
Hi. First of all, I just want to say my heart goes out to this family. I have a son that's a few years younger, and I just cannot even imagine the pain that they are going through right now.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, I do know that my car was stolen a few years ago, like about 2 years ago in San Francisco, and it was stolen in the East Bay, and it recovered in San Francisco. But when I went to pick it up, I met with the police individuals, and they were telling me when I picked my car up that, you know, they had, you know, chased down cars that were stolen cars and let the people go because it was a sanctuary city.
Wow, and, you know, that crime, that part of the crime is through the roof. Yeah, we are now, thank you very much for the call. We are, in case you didn't know, when it comes to property crime, especially cars, it's 98%. We're the highest in the country, you know. But that's not to the point where we're going. The point where we're talking about is the sanctuary city status of San Francisco. And when you have Jackie Speier and Senator Feinstein calling out the city, and they know the city better than all of us probably combined in this room and at KGO. Yeah, come on.
Whatever. Like
the belly of the beast, as John put it. So they know what's going on, and they're saying that we need to adjust.
This is just politicians saying, oh, close the barn door after the horse got out.
Okay.
It's a pretty safe position to take.
808-0810. But when they're saying it, I think it means something. When Senator Feinstein and Jackie Speier are saying this, obviously they know how the machine works here. You disagree, and we'll have that conversation.
I think it's just politicians flapping their gums. It's a really safe position to take.
808-0810.
We need to look at this. We need to examine it. We need to make changes. Yeah. Pretty safe bet. Not very daring.
Isn't it interesting, though, that Jackie said, well, you know, we're not operating like the other sanctuary cities. 808-0810. I've got a break for the news, and we'll learn more from John Lobertini coming up on KGO A10.
Does your business require you to travel to multiple cities in a day? Or maybe your foursome is planning the ultimate golf getaway. Discover the luxury and ease of private charter jet service. It's now more efficient and affordable than ever with Good Jet. Visit 800goodjet.com right now and see their flat rate pricing from the Bay Area to top Western destinations in Southern California, Vegas, Scottsdale, and more. No surprise pricing with complete customization to fit your schedule. A GoodJet aircraft can be reserved in just minutes, so if you need to make multiple business trips in one day or you just prefer a direct flight tailored to your schedule, start customizing your charter at 800goodjet.com. Enjoy their luxurious fleet of Lears, Falcons, and Gulfstreams. It's the flight experience that charter jet clients have grown to expect, but at a significantly reduced cost and available to you 24/7. Call 1-800-GOOD-JET or 800goodjet.com. Good Jet, we love your schedule.
If you're a 50-year-old male with type 2 diabetes, $500,000 of term life insurance is about $100 a month. Everyone needs affordable term insurance regardless of health. Call Term Provider and speak with Big Lou. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, overweight, or have high blood pressure. For affordable term life for you, call Big Lou at 800-480-4694. 800-480-4694.
Every Sunday at 10 a.m., tune into Your Financial Life with Pat Fitucci, a new show providing education and guidance to individuals actively saving for retirement and that are serious about reaching retirement goals. Your Financial Life, Sundays at 10 a.m.
Interested in cybersecurity? Want to read a fast-paced thriller about today's cyber warfare written by a man who actually works inside the prestigious cyber war room? The Billionaire's Son describes the Pearl Harbor cyber attack we all fear. Author Jim E. E. Reams is a real-life cyber cop. He blows away the technical fog of war, investigates the crime, and pursues the Black Hat hacker who makes the attack personal. Black Prometheus is a heavily encrypted, polymorphic, bisexual malware with an attitude. Stealthy and dangerous. The Billionaire's Son introduces realistic, persistent, advanced threats that the computing world may soon see in real life. For more information, go to GBA2015.com. That's GBA2015.com. Act fast for a limited time only discount offer online. And don't miss your chance to snag The Billionaire's Son by Jim E. Reams. Available on Amazon.
Hi, I'm Larry Baer from the San Francisco Giants. The new acute care and trauma center at San Francisco General Hospital is opening to serve patients this December, but funds are needed to supply the new center with the most advanced life-saving equipment available. Answer the call at heartofourcity.org.
Could have been tracked.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. New revelation.